this time I'd like to focus on the actual questions that come up in Hilchos Yichud. And the first thing I want to discuss with you as an introduction to today's discussion is that the Otzar Poskim here in Siman Chaf Beis quotes two days as to whether or not Yichud is Avizrayu B'Gili Arayis. The Ramah Paskins in Yoredeya and Kufnug Zion that with regard to Avizrayu B'Gili Arayis, the Halacha is Yehoreg V'Al Yav. You have to give it your life. And I would think that Deya that's Machmir, that would call and classify Yichud as Avizrayu B'Gili Arayis, as radical as that sounds, is of the opinion that Yichud is Asur Machmas Atzma, that in itself is a Kravel Arayis. He quotes in the Otzar Poskim a number of tshuvas that are Machmir on this issue, and he has a tshuva called the Tuv Tam Vidas, who's Machalik between him and her. As far as he's concerned, it's Yehoreg Val Yavar. As far as she's concerned, Isha Karkolam, and if there's no din of Tehoreg Val Tavar.
Is that general when it comes to Gilead Arayis for a lady?
Right.
There's no such special for a lady, there's only two cardinals in
the only if she would be actively, that's the Meiri in Sanhedrin says, if he Viyasa Olav, maybe it would be Yehoreg Val Tehoreg Val Tavar. I mean, Reb Chaim's sheet in the Rambam is that even in Isha, that Karka Olam is actually not Negel HaHaloch, but that's the Rambam sheet. But in Poskim, it's clear that there's a chiluk between Isha and Isha, and to apply that to Yichud would be interesting, and that's what the Otzar Poskim quotes. Amongst the Mekilim, there are different flavors as to why to be Mekil. I mean, some say that we don't accept the Rambam at all about Dav Israel to give them rice. And the only thing we have in the Gemara is Avizrayu Davar Zor. However, the Tzitz Eliezer has a very interesting shita here. He claims that according to the Rambam, Yichud is only Midivrei Kabbalah, which means it's only Darabonah. And therefore it couldn't come under Avizrayu Degilei Arayis. Avizrayu Degilei Arayis would only be Chibuk V'Nishuk, according to the Rambam, which is clearly an Isur D'Arayis. The Rambam says you get Malkus for that. He says even those Rishonim who argue with the Rambam, they classify Yichud as a Lav Haba Mechal Esei. And he has a whole discussion there that Lav Haba Mechal Esei is not really a Lav, and therefore doesn't come under Yehoreg Val Yavar. But be that as it may, I believe that this issue as to whether or not Gili Arayis comes in to play here, I was writing Gili Arayis, depends upon how you view Yichud. If you define Yichud as a Gzera, for example, the Ovis Rav Nosson says, Ezi Gzera Sha'asra HaTorah L'Dvareha, meaning that even the Torah makes a Gzera sometime. And the Ovis Rav Nosson quotes two cases, Lo Yirav Lo Yimotze, you know, there's Bayirav Yimotze and Chometz, which the Torah instituted a Gzera that you shouldn't come to Achila. The second case he gives is Lo Sikrevu. So Lo Sikrevu is clearly, according to the Ovis Rav Nosson, only a Gzera. It's not Iser Machmas Atzma. And last time we discussed at great length that those poskim who are Mekil Bideles Gura Avalonu Ula, even in the case of an Erva, even in the case of Yichud Oraisa, clearly understood that Yichud is a Gzera. And when there's a Chash Bia, then there is Yichud. When there's no Pshash Bia, there is no Isur Yichud, even on the Raisa level. Then we quoted the Tosus about Baal Bihir, that even though it's a Maisi Yichud, Tosus is Matir, and all those Rishonim who speak about Yichud as a Gzera, Atu Bia, that doesn't make the Isur into Gili Arayis Mamish. There's no. So the Otzar Poskim quotes a letter from Rav Unterman. Rav Unterman was the first chief rabbi of Israel here. And he says that during the Melchama, not the Shoah itself, he's not talking about the camps, because that might have different Gedorim as far as Shas Hashman. We don't know exactly what halacha, you know, the Nazis had, whether it was like, you know, Shas Hashman, it wasn't. That's a long discussion. But he says that during the war, when Jews were running away and had to hide and so forth and so on, there were many situations in which they had to go into a Yichud, you know, a man and a woman had to be alone. And he says, Lo Shamanu, we never heard that anyone questioned it, you know, because it was Pikuach Nefesh, and it was certainly Mut. So again, I can't tell you what the bottom line is, and I hope none of us have this kind of gay heart Balyamra situation in reality, but I do think that it sets the pace for everything we're going to discuss, namely, what is the nature of Yichud HaRaisa? If it's Yichud HaRabbanan, we discuss the Great Lent, that's clearly a Gzeirah, it wouldn't apply when there's no, you know, in Papas Mikishir Tumen, it wouldn't apply in the Zokin Shemfi, and it wouldn't apply in the case of Del Skur of Lomelula, because he's afraid somebody could come in at any time in that Mitzvah. But if we're dealing with Yichud HaRaisa, there is such a Svara, and I think it should be connected to Rashi Shit about Baal of the Ear, that Yichud is Avazraya de Gilei Rais. Okay, that's the first point I wanted to make. Number two, Yichud with a girl who's Bas Gimel Shana. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch both quote an Isur Yichud with a man and a woman who's three, a woman, I don't know what to call her, a baby who's 3 years old. And the Torah omits it. So the question is, why does the Torah leave it out? And the Mefarshei HaTorah want to claim that the Torah, based on the Gemara of Rava that we mentioned last time, we'll review it very quickly, the Torah paskins that there's no Issur Yichud with a Ketana Bas Sholosh Shana V'Yom Echad. We have to understand, according to the Torah then, what is the Shir of Yichud for a girl. But a 3-year-old Tinokes, there's no Issur Yichud. Why is that so? The Bach says the following. The Bach says, "Nira derabenu lo svirle karama beha, v'taima da chazina da filu bas hei u bas vav, eno moseres atzolzia." He's referring to the Gemara of Rav. The Rav says that you can have yichud; you're allowed to have be misyachid with a woman in the presence of a ketana she eno moseres eno shemakeres yodas tam dia ve eno moseres atzolzia. Means the Gemara says she has no, Rashi explains she has no Yetzer for Bia, she's not Moseres Atzmo Bia. And therefore, if she has no Yetzer, then we're not Choshesh for Pitu in such a case. And that's why, says the Bach, the Torah omitted it. I'll read it again. Rabbeinu, meaning the Torah, lo svirle karam boha, v'taymu do chazin, da filu baseyu basvav, eina Moseres Atzmo Bia. The afilu ruyel be, even though she's a bas gimel, she's ruyel be shori l'siachet ima ad hazman shemoseres atzma lebiya dahinu bas pes. So according to the Bach in the Tour, the question if we passing like this, a girl up to the age of 9, there's no isur yichud. Now again, even if Rabosa, even if we don't passing like this Bach in the Tour, we have to know about it. Because with babysitting situations that come up all the time, we have to know if there's another sniff, another tzad lahatir, that we can fall back on this Bach. But how takadui paskin? So I want to tell you, Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Eben Ezra Chelik Dalet Siman Samachay, he says, Lo Asra Torah, Velo Rabbanon, El Kishashayach Lachush Laver Diznus, Ulektana Kazu, She'en La Taivas Tashmish, is borrow a call, afshi baskim of the apas chamesh, the ulai od yoser. He says, Yisabru kol mashi irolahem. Even if somehow he'll convince an abia, she'll be a blabber, you know, she'll blab about it. Vimkein ein lonu lochush le isur yichud. And then he goes on into a whole discussion that there's no chash of onus, meaning the Rabbanan never instituted, or the Torah, or the Rabbanan never instituted an Issur Yichud because of Onus, it's only because of Pitui. And in this case, there's no Chash Pitui. And therefore, Moshe is inclined, without quoting the Bach, to pass like this Bach. And he says, L'maskona, Eini rotza lahoris bezel lo heter v'lo Issur, aval Eini moche be'ilu amakilu. Rav Moshe says, again, you know, there's a whole issue about Chelik Dalet in the Igros Moshe. You know, I don't want to get into it here because it's a whole discussion. It was published posthumously and whatever. But anyway, the way it's reported here, you know, take it with Be'eravon Mugbal, is Rav Moshe says, Yesh l'makilim al mi lismach. In other words, the tour with the Bach of omitting the Bas Gimel based on the Gemara that she's not Moseres Atzmah Lebiya. In fact, Rav Moshe tries to be Malamid Schus on the Machnirim and he says that maybe she's Einam Oseres Atzer Lebia, but Ulai Koldehu. Maybe somehow she will be Moseres Atzer. He tries to find some explanation to justify the conclusion that there would be an Issa Yichud with the Pasukim Lashon. Now keep in mind that Rav Moshe, when he formulates this principle that there's no Iser Yichud without a Chashash Bia, he mentions explicitly Iser Torah. He says, Bein Torah, Bein Rabbanah. So clearly, in the Igros Moshe, the bottom line, again, I'll find you a number of theories to this in other Chumash Rav Moshe, but the bottom line seems to be that Rav Moshe understood that even Iser Yichud Doraisa is only Gzera, meaning without a Chashash Bia, there is no Iser. And that reflects the Shita of Tosfos, and I think it reflects the Shita of the Rash by the Radbaz about Pesach, not, you know, Pesach Sagur below Ne'ilah, that it's not null. And all this means that as long as there's a reason to remove the Chash Bia, for example, in the case of the Basholosh, because it's Einam Oseres Atzer Lebia, or for example, in the case of the Deles, where anyone could come in uninvited if they'd like to, there's no Iser Yichud, even Yichud Doraisa. So that's why I present this to you, because I think that we could always use this as a sniff, Lahakel, when we have other reasons to be Mekel, some of which I want to mention as we go along. Okay. I hope the Olam is not fed up with Yichud. I mean, it's just, it keeps going and going. But this will be my last year on Yichud, unless you want to go on. I mean, you still have a Veltus stuff. Alright. Now what I want to discuss with you is a tshuva of the Radbaz that you'll see on the first page of your handout. And that is a breakthrough tshuva. And I'm hoping that you would argue with this Radbaz, because I don't think intuitively his raya is 100%. He has an analogy to a Gemara in Avodah Zarah about breeding animals. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which you'll see on Daf Chaf, allows these professionals to breed animals, even if it means that they put the male and the female together in such a way, kimchol b'shvil faras. And the Gemara asks the Kasha, but why don't we choshesh lehirhur? There are many cases which the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says is also mishum hirhur, like big day tzivonim shalisha and mistakil, and this and that. You're not allowed to mistakil animals. So the Gemara answers, bavodatayu tarut. That since they're doing this professionally, then the hero won't come into their brains, and therefore they're completely excluded from this Iser Estaklus. Or in this case, even more than Estaklus. So the Radbaz is writing about a situation that actually was historically very, very relevant 5 centuries ago back in Egypt. And he says the women used to do Malachim Abatei Akum. And not only that, sometimes they slept over, it was far away. He's worried about the fact that some of the women are Kohanim, and maybe there's a Chashash Iser here to the Kohen. So after yelling and screaming about the prince's gadol, Lo Yeshua, he says, he can't even describe it, he then goes ahead and tries to find all sorts of snifim to be Mekel, and especially because he wants to be Mekel for the Ashes Kohen. He emphasizes, just on a sociological base, that we're talking about Aniyim, we're talking about poor people, and if we exclude them from this kind of work, who knows what? So we could call it Hefse Meruba. I'm not telling you that Hefse Meruba is an Akhtimata Yichud. I don't think the Radbaz meant that at all. But he does emphasize that point. And he suggests the following. He says, number one, Chada, he says, Shalolechas Yosef Yisholosh Nash, that there are always 3 women there. There's never a situation of 2 women alone. Again, somebody has to guarantee that, but assuming so. He says Rashi Shita is that 3 women with 1 man is enough to be Matan Yichud. V'afli sheish cholkim olav, but that's only a chumra l'chatchila b'di'evid lo, and he considers this situation of women working in the employment of Goyim as a b'di'evid. I want to add my own comment here that lahalacha lemaisa, we'll see in the postgame that 3 women with 1 man during the daylight hours is mut.
No lights.
At night, you need 4 women.
Four women.
But I'm just saying that what he calls Rashi, which is only b'di'evit, but lemaisa amongst the postgame, that's l'chatchila. So bizman hazeh, you could blame me for this. You could be sagach that three women with one man during the day is mutter. At night you always have to add one more.
When we say night, do we? What's the reason?
Nightfall.
Meaning the reason is because it's dark outside.
Yeah. Now wait a second. Here, Adam, you're raising a very fascinating question. In terms of the Gemara, Rishonim, and Poskim, we're talking about nightfall. Halacha l'maisa, I don't know. Because halacha l'maisa, if we're presuming that Yichud is a gzera to beer, then if nightfall happens at 5, and we have lit streets at night, and people are working till 5, 6, 7, people are in the streets and so forth. So again, it depends where you are. But I would suggest that this, because of the nature of society today, it doesn't depend upon nightfall. It's not like halacha of Kriya Shema B'Tzeis HaKochavim, you know. It's halacha, not in Laila, but it's halacha in Over V'Shon, you know, where the people in the Shuk. But I just want to concentrate with you on this Radbaz. So the first sniff lakula is that there are three women there. Visu, and secondly he says, Pesach Pasuk Shusarab. You know, the Goyim are not locking them up. And thirdly he says, Baila Be'ir. So we'll see about that, because I don't know if Baila Be'ir will apply if one of these women is Baila Be'ir. What about the other women? You know, let's say you have one woman who's Baila Be'ir and another woman who's not Baila Be'ir. Okay, so we'll get to that in a minute. Then after that, he says that even though some of them sleep there overnight, he says they sleep in separate quarters, etc. Visu, this is what I underlined, Hani vahani ba viditayu tride. Notice, he says both they and the men and the women, the employers and the employees, are all preoccupied with the work. He says you should know that logic per se is not enough to be matir, but mikomakom have a sniff lahanach taimi diliel. Again, this is so antithetical to the way I was brought up in Lomtis. You know, in Lomtis, 0 + 0 = 0. But here in Piskei Didim, you know, if you could add a sniff here and a half sniff, you know, it's a whole different mahala. That's why learning Chumas is totally different than learning a black and learn, because you're looking for different possibilities and being mitzarif them in order to be matir. So he wants to be mitzarif this sniff of Bavel Dutayu Tarid, and it's all based on this Gemara. It's literally the same exact language as this Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Does anybody want to, smash this equation? Why is the analogy of the Radbaz a little bit slightly off center?
The cases of the Gemara, we're talking about the avoida that they're working in is the what I don't know what to call it, the Maisa Kiyur. But here we're just saying that they're not going to come to Maisa Bia because they're busy. Whereas there we're trying to be matir a gzera, because the being over the gzera is their work. I don't know.
But let me ask you this, Adam. Yeah, I think there's something fundamentally. What is in the worst case scenario in the case of the breeders? What are we worried about?
Just here. So if there
was, well, here. The worst thing here is here. I mean, I'm not talking about somebody's got beer with a behemoth. So that's not the chash. So in the case of a chash here, you can say that, you know, being tarred knocks off the chash here. But if you're talking about a whole relationship of yichud with a woman is alone with a man and we're afraid of beer, you know, it's a much more severe issue. And it could be, something intimate here about the relationship of Yichud, that's a whole different story. Now again, I keep wanting to emphasize to you, the Radbaz is not saying to be servach on this swar, but the pella to me is that the Radbaz made a breakthrough here, and like for centuries, everybody quotes this Radbaz, you know, as if to say the Radbaz is reliable. We're going to see poskim in a minute who are machmir in an elevator of a man and a woman, unless the man is professionally paid to work the elevator. I don't know if you've ever seen that. You know,
yeah.
In New York, you can still see it. In England, they still have it?
Fancy.
Oh, right, exactly. Only in fancy places you'll see it. Hotels. In America, in New York, for example, you know, in the very, very fancy old houses, they still have an operator who works the elevator. And this Shaila of Yichud comes up all the time. It's Maisa Mechol Yom. A woman comes into the building. She wants to go up to the fifth floor. And she goes in with this man because he's operating the elevator. She doesn't even know how to operate the elevator.
I think the problem with this Radbaz is only if you learn that Yichud is Asar as an Isser B'fnei Atzma, not as a Chashash. If it's a Chashash, then I can understand it, since he's posting in in his business, so then he's not going to even come to think of the Maisa or even come to it. But if it's Nisr with Nyasa, so then who cares? But I think also that it's Mukha for Nerdvaz as well, that he, how do we learn that there's an Nisr with Nyasa? We said it's one sheet in Rashi, right? If you learn like the Chidah,
closest to the sheet in Rashi.
Right, but if, but here he's learning, when he quotes Rashi as Rashi saying that it's Asr in both cases. Even when it's Pesach, he's not Mechal, in Pesach Pesuach, and by the
way. No, you should know, Elliot, I don't need the Chidah for our conclusion about Rashi. The Chidah is very sharp because it sheds a light on Pesach Pesuach, which is a Rab.
Right.
Meaning the Chidah is saying that even Rashi agrees that Pesach Pesuch Shusam is mut. But leave that Chidah of the Chidah aside from it. Rashi per se, the way Tos interprets it, that Baal Be'ir is also. And Rashi goes ahead and tells us, Mirsas, I mean, not in so many words, but he said, right? So how do you reconcile an Isa Yichu with Mirsas? So I don't need the Chidah for that.
Right.
The Chidah is very sharp because the Chidah might lead us to the, what I call the base mayor of Gideon Shita, that Pesach Pesuch Shusram requires that it be open, because then the Rashi would say that Pesach Pesuch Shusram, as opposed to Baal Be'ir, is not a Maisa Yichud at all. And add to that Rav Shlomo Zalman's Chiddush, that if she thinks that Baal is out of the city, then she violates the Maisa Yichud. If she thinks that the Pesach is Sagur and it's really open, then she hasn't violated the Yichud. She needs a place, you know, Vashem Yisrach Lokan. But I just want to point out to you that the Radbaz is not finished here. He has another sniff over here, which I think is equally important. Vesui says, Kevon Sha'osin Malacha Zu and Bale Umnus, Ve'im Tzrichim B'chol Sha'olav Yinoshim Lassus Malacham. I guess the Egyptian people, you know, of those times understood that the Jewish women were the best workers. And they really would depend on these workers. Yeah, you can ask them, why didn't they fire them and just hire Egyptian women? Probably the Jewish women were very, was rizos, you know, whatever that means. He says, lo mari l'cheskasayim. Here's another interesting svara that we find in Shas, that a person doesn't want to jeopardize a financial income. So in this case, if the word gets out that these mitzrim are making, you know, advances towards these Jewish women, then the fear is that the Jewish law will not allow these women to come work for them. So they even have a financial thing that's called Lomar Cheskasai. This is something that we're familiar with from Rav Moshe's Tshuva about Kolavakum, but it comes up over and over again in Halach. It's based on the Sugya of Kfela, of Tivus Kfela and Chulin, of Lomar Umnusai. But in any event, just to summarize, and then Adam, the floor is yours. What we're seeing here in the Radbaz, and this is a major breakthrough, is that we can sort of come up with our own svaras here that the Gemara never applied to Yichud. In other words, these two svaras of the Radbaz you will not find in two black Gemara that are dedicated to Yichud. And it's a really, I call it a halachic anomaly. It's a phenomenon, almost a revolution of sorts, that a posek in the, you know, in the 1500s. You know, we're talking about almost a modern contemporary posting, I'm exaggerating, but not by much, can come up with new svaras to be matir in Issa Doraisa, again, as a sniff, albeit, based on this framework and this understanding of is there a chashbi or is there no chashbi?
We've been operating under the presupposition that if we can lower the Issa to an Issa Dorabanan, then we've achieved something great, and we've allowed.
Do you understand what I'm saying, Adam? No, it's the structure I'm always trying to push for you is that even if you'll be machmir for Rashi, b'med var mamurim if yichud is doraisa. That's where Rashi comes to play. La halacha, again, I know I'm saying something scary, but la halacha, we did not accept Rashi shifa. That's the bulk of the poskim, and I'm going to prove to you over and over again,
right.
Have adopted Tosa Shita that even, so, but continue. I mean, I didn't need to cut you off in the middle, but
no, I'm just saying, right, but the Radbaz is operating seemingly at least one chelek with Shitas Rashi, i.e. that by Gimel Nashim there's a heter afilu l'chadchil.
Oh, yeah.
But nowhere does the Radbaz mention a snif lahakel that this is all talking about a Maisa Yichud Rabbanan because they're all goyim anyway.
Right. Yeah, he's not interested in that. You know, he would say that this same heter, one by one, you know, every sniff that you have here, you can check it off, even if the employers were good, were Jewish.
Right, that's right.
Yeah. That's a good point. Now here I have a truth from the Askil Avdi, and he's talking about a different question. He's talking about a situation of a physical checkup. And he's very explicit here about the situation there. You know, the Rofe is there, and again, he mentions the Rofe Aku, but I'm not sure that that's, you know, anywhere in the truth that comes up as a maybe. Again, I want to say something which may or may not be true historically, that I don't know how many Jewish physicians there were there at that time. Not because the Jews couldn't learn medicine, but because the Jews couldn't learn medicine, meaning it was illegal. You know, this is sociological the case. There are many professions that Jews were excluded from. So again, I can't promise you that that's historically accurate, but I would promise you that he's not basing himself in his heter here on the fact that the Rofe is an Akum. And if you turn to page 2, I underlined, you know, the paragraph that I wanted to emphasize. He says, Yesh lahatir b'nidon didan. Again, he's going to shlug this up, but look at his havamim. He says, Ra'isi b'radbaz, b'inyan shenogu anoshim lechis al beis ha'akim lasasum nosom. He says, Lochai shini li'yichli gam shanoshim kohanos. The echad misnifei atam, kosim sham kevi li'akim hem tridim, hem tzrichim lechis ha'noshim, lomar nafshayim. So he uses the second svara of the Radbaz, I mean the second in that last piece. He doesn't want to make a race on his chazaka. And he says that there's governmental control and blah blah blah, he might lose his license. He says, Ach lechora benido didan. That he's going to say that a woman working in the employment of a guy is a lot, you know, she comes with her tie and jacket, so to speak. I mean, she's all, it's all a formal relationship. That's a lot different than this situation which he describes. I'm even a little embarrassed to read it, you know, to you, but it's obviously a very different situation. He says he's not so sure that the logic of the Radbaz can be extended this far. The Nido Nidan Shani, even an Akum might be so tempted in this case that he'll be Mari Nafshayim. And the real makil here, because again, everything we've seen is just sort of quasi, is Rav Moshe Feinstein. And again, we're still in Chelik Daleth, you know, so that's all I'll say about it. But he says over here, in Chelik Daleth, this is on the top of page 3, Isha Shetzicha Olefes Lebdike Tzol Rofe. I just want to say a little bit of a word of introduction here. You know, when I think about the definition of Yichud, and I think about the medical definition of an examination, or the situation. If I want to describe the situation that the Rofe, you know, the conditions that the Rofe needs for an optimum medical examination, it's almost a tarti de sasri. I think it's like shnei ksuma machishim zetzer kosevek and omer that what's the equivalent of privacy. That's exactly what a medical examination is all about. It's privacy. Kosva Sheni Amachish says that from a medical point of view, the doctor needs to be totally interrupted. The woman needs to know that no one's going to barge in on her in that state of being. She wants to guarantee privacy. But that's, they're mutually exclusive. You know, you can't have your cake and eat it. Either you take the Isa Yichud and you drop the medical examination, or you take the medical examination, you drop the Isa Yichud. Now, if it's Pikuach Nefesh and there's no Yehori Val Yafar, if you don't hold the Sabbath right in the Modizorah, Nichai can get out of this problem. But we're not talking about Pikuach Nefesh over here. I don't think. Again, every medical situation has to be judged unto itself. Could it lead to Pikuach Nefesh? But if I would guarantee you that this is not a Pikuach Nefesh situation, a woman's going up for a checkup, then she may have a problem, an issue, and she has to solve that issue, and she needs a physician for that. But I'm not willing to say it's Pikuach Nefesh, so what's the Heter Yichud over here? And I think Rav Moshe is very bothered by this. You know, if you read between the lines, he says, on the fourth line, he says, Aheter Nispashet, he says, even Talmidei Chachamim's wives are going through these examinations, and they're alone with the Rofe. And what's the basis for such a Heter? He says, Mishum Sha Rofe Afim Unachri, Which means that his moral standards don't necessarily have to be on the highest level. You know, you're not going to some, like we have Baruch Hashem here in our community, we have a Rofe, I don't know if you've met him, his first name is Daniel. I mean, the guy's Yerushalayim, it's a Pachad Chodim. But he's talking about a guy over here, so I'm not sure if he's, you know, hopefully he's a moral guy, but who knows? But Areyu Torah B'Malachto, he doesn't mention, he doesn't footnote the Radbaz, but I have no doubt that he's referring to Radbaz. And there he's like, Mesulak Mitaiva, he says. Yeah, but he says, even so, you have to go beyond that, because what about when he finishes Malacha? Correct? And not only that, if you'll say that there are cholim on the out, you know, he's pressured by the cholim who are waiting in the antechamber, anteroom for their turn, but what happens with the last patient going in? Ukshanishra hibachrona, shayadua, everybody knows, shalo yavo, right? He's locking up, it's 5:30, no more patients or anything like that. He says, so there's a woman in the office. If he comes out late from the room over there, it's not going to be good for him. So therefore, he concludes, Rav Moshe, Avol Masha Mesiachtos in Marofa, the last three lines, Ach She'elo Meshareses. Right? Let's see, he has a private, you know, he uses his basement in his own private house. He uses it an examination room. So he says, in that case, he has no Meshareses. He says, Nir She'elo Hatir. You know, there's a limit to how far you can go. So on the one hand, he's quoting all these possibilities in order to justify what went on and what goes on, because even Noshim Shal Tamini Chacham Yerushalayim Misyachtos Marofi Bimisrano. But on the other hand, he himself has limitations. He's not willing to go all out. There's no blanket head there over here. And that's why, Rabosai, I think that this issue... I don't know if Rav Moshe would be so mekel today. There have been a lot of stories, a lot of scandals since this tshuva was written. And personally, again, I'm not not your local Orthodox rabbi, but I do think that we have to treat this whole issue with great sensitivity. Now, if you heard of Rav Neuwirth, you know, who's the author of Shmirat Shabbat Kehilch, they died just recently. He writes, he has a pamphlet of a guide for nurses, you know, and doctors, all halachic shas, many different shas, but amongst them he has yichudin, and he's worried about this situation. He speaks about three women on the antechamber. He speaks about the fact that the nurse should have access to come in. You know, he really works very hard to see if he can reconcile the medical need and the psychological need of the woman who's being examined with the laws of Yichud. He's not willing to say, well, it's necessary, and the doctor's Torud, and all this. That's not the beginning and the end of this thing. So that's why I say that, you know, we have the Radbaz in our back pocket, and we have to fly with this Radbaz, but we have to know that Yesh Gevul.
Doesn't the Gemara at the end of Kiddushin talk about a person who works in a tchum where nashim are always bo'os etzlo?
Right, he's osik b'nashim, like a cosmetician.
You know, at the jewelry store. Even his wife is not mishamah etzlo. So I was thinking...
Now maybe a physician fall into that category.
I mean, if he's an OBGYN or if he's a doctor where only women are coming to him, wouldn't...
So the poskim are saying the following. If his derech is to beautify women, and he's not Torah b'malato, then it's like libo gasfahem. But if he's Torah, and he's doing a medical procedure, he's not trying to beautify them in that sense, then that halach doesn't apply, and we can apply the red box. Now, it's very interesting to me that on the same page here, once we're on this page, Rav Moshe, although he's looking for every head in the world in the case of a medical examination, and we've seen already that Rav Moshe is mekil in a tinokes fas gimel because there's no kshash bia. What I'm trying to suggest is that the general kivun of Rav Moshe seems to be mekil. When I look at Gimel on this page, in terms of man and woman being in a car together, an automobile, all of a sudden it's like Nefcha Karal Pia. You know, Minakotza Lakotza. Unbelievable chumri here, which I honestly, I don't know what to do with it. All I can tell you is Chelim Dal. But it's very strange. He writes that, okay, Lachatchila ain't Lahatir. And he's talking about daylight travel. And then he says that when he gets to nighttime travel, he says, Efshar on the second line, Lahasiv Minaderech Hagdola, meaning from the well, you know, the major highways where there are many cars, Liderech Ktana. And he goes even further. He says, Ula Yesh, he's not sure about this, but Yesh Lochushi Aniach HaMachonit Ala Derech V'Yisrachaku Minaderech. This is really wild. Because what Rav Moshe is saying is, I think, I hope I'm wrong about this, but I think what he's saying is that the driving in the car is not yichud, but we can't allow it because it artificially, he or she, but let's say he might artificially, the Mar Yadav, create yichud. I don't know if the poskim are in favor of that. Even Rav Moshe himself, I think, is opposed to this. Rav Moshe will see is make him with an elevator, and we don't say, well, maybe he'll stop the elevator between the two floors. In Pesach Pasul B'Shitzarabim, we don't say that maybe he's going to get up and lock the Pesach. He may have the keys to lock the door, but we don't say that right now it's not Yichud. The only way I can justify this piece about Rav Moshe is that Rav Moshe holds that a man and a woman in a car is really Yichud.
We don't say that.
I know, he doesn't say that. That's my problem. But let's say if he would say that, and then so what he means is that it is Yichud, but is something that could possibly remove Yichud.
So there I have to justify it by saying that there's...
But I'm not willing to utilize that svar to remove Yichud because he might artificially, create a situation. He might go off the road, he might lock this, and I don't know. Well, the Dvar Aloch, the page I gave you, quotes the Chazon Ish and the Tzibin of Rav to be Mati Yichud with two women if one of them is Baal Be'ir. Now look, if you want to be Matir, that one woman who's Baal Be'ir, I have no problem, even according to Rashi. Why? What kind of Yichud do we have here? Doraisa and Darabon. No, it's the Rabban. Again,
he's
the Matir, one man with two women, if one of the women is Baal Be'ir. So I don't have a problem with that, because even Rashi would agree in that case, since you've removed the Maisa Kreva, the Isa D'Oraisa, you're down to a Chashash, the Rabbanan, of two women, and all you have now is a Chashash Bia, so you can tell me that Baal Be'ir is enough, because Rashi admits that Baal Be'ir is no Chashash Bia, it's Mirasas. But what I have problems with is the other woman. What's the heter for the other woman to be with him? No, it's in the Chazon Ish's construct, you only have one woman who's Baal Be'ir.
We said that the whole svara behind the Zer Derabonon on two women is that he'd be mafat to both of them.
Right.
So if there's mirasas on one of them, then he wouldn't. Then she'll stop the.
Wonderful. So that's cool. I just want to give you the language of Allah. That's called the Shomeres. What it means is that the Gemara has come from common cases where if one of the women is not interested and she will talk about it, right? That's the case of Rovel, for example, of Tinokos, Sheodas, Tabia, Vienimo, Sarasatulabia, that removes the Issa Yichud. So, as we discussed last time, because since the two women, it's only Yichud or Abanon, and if one of them is not inclined, and then she's a she blabbles. That creates a mirsus for the other one. That's called shomeris in the halacha. And the best translation I could find in English is a chaperone. So, for example, you'd be allowed to be alone with a woman in the presence of your mother. Ledugu. Why? Because there's no yichud with your mother. And she, the presence of your mother, now creates a mirsus situation. So this is very important for dating. For example, you take a girl home to a house. And she invites you for a cup of tea. And the only one who's home is her mother. So you're going to tell me, but a man's not allowed to be alone with two women. But in this case, the mother becomes a shomeris. Let's say. Again, it's a little bit more complicated because the only time a mother would become shomeres if she's not inclined. So I don't know exactly how this works. In the presence of a mother and daughter, each one becomes like a shomeres to the other one.
But if your father is in the Beis Midrash down the street, then that's good for our case.
Okay, good. That would be this case. That would be exactly this case. If it's by the ear, then for sure you have this tshuva of the chasnish. Correct? So again, the principle is that the second lady is embarrassed in the presence of a woman who has Baal Be'ir, because that woman is Baal Be'ir is Mutter Mishum Yichud. The Tzitz Eliezer is Matir Yichud Bedeles Gura Avol No Lona Ula if there are two women. Okay, that's this long tshuva of the Tzitz Eliezer that I gave you. There's a lot more to the tshuva than what I'm mentioning now. But just for our purposes, I want to emphasize this point. You've got one man with two women, the door's closed. So once again, if we reduce Yichud to a gzera, and then we say since the Delos is unlocked, anyone could come in, then the Tzitz Eliezer makes sense. In the case of an elevator, let me just read to you, just to scare the living daylights out of you, the list of poskim who aser an elevator. Okay, listen to this. The Chelkis Yaakov, he's first on my list because he's very big in Hilkas Yichud. Over and over again, the poskim always quote him. Secondly, is the Tshuvas Taras Yontif. Now, the Taras Yontif, which we missed before in the Otsar poskim, he's makil of a man and a woman in an elevator if the man is the operator of the elevator, and he quotes the Tshuva of the Rabbaz about the Tayyip Torah and Lomari Cheskasai. But if a man and a woman are alone in an elevator, the same Taras Yontif, called a Tselem Areva, he himself is Machmir. So once Chassidim, for example, this the Tselem of Chumrah, it's also the Puff of Chassidim, then there's a book called Yichud by Rav Leib Traper, okay, whatever, and he quotes Rav Scheinberg. That Rav Scheinberg was Machmir on an elevator. I know for a fact, because the Abi Yehuda, that the Rebbetzin wasn't Machmir. She said, come on in. So I don't know. Anyway, the Sheikh of Halevi is Machmir on an elevator, and there are many others. There's a whole list here of Chaim Palagi, okay, we don't have to go through it. However, what's common to, I think, all Machmirim is the premise that Yichud applies even without Chashash Bina. In other words, they're not saying that he's going to be Barlow. They're not even saying that there's a sheer yichud between one floor and another. They're not talking about that. Again, an express elevator is a different shiloh. They're not even talking about his artificially stopping the elevator midway between the third and the fourth floor. That none of that comes into play. It's all yichud b'toris isur. The mekilim, the Rosh HaChabur is Rav Shlomo Zalman, but there are many other mekilim. They're holding that Yichud is Otu Achshash Bia. And if Yichud, even Doraisa, is Achshash Bia, then it should be Mut. And Rav Shlomo Zalman has in his letter, his introduction, which I gave you the first time, to Dvar Aloch, his introduction, he writes that don't think that since there's a short moment between one floor and the other, you know, and the door is locked, it's Mamish Yichud, that should answer it. He says, Aregam the Pesach Pasuch Lishusarabim. Listen to this far from Shlomo Zalman. I don't know if we can accept this, but listen to this far. He says, Gam the Pesach Pasuch Lishusarabim, Ika Nami Shah Purta, Shehem Biyachidus. No, it doesn't mean that Pesach Pasul Shusarab means that every single second somebody's walking by, there's at least a period of time when no one's walking by. Hare Asher Efshar Klal Shemadim L'Rosam. Notice from that moment that nobody is in close proximity, nobody can see them. Vafilu Hachi Shari. So therefore, in the case of the elevator, even though between one floor and another, one stop and another, no one can see them, that's not called Yichud, because it's going to land at a certain floor, and then it's Pesach Pasul Shusarab. Does everybody agree to this far? I'm sort of testing you here. Again, Rav Shlomo is saying that in Pesach Pasul Shasram, there is a moment in which no one's around.
Anyone can move past.
Exactly. I mean, that's the whole Yisod of Pesach Pasul, that at any moment we don't know. It's not like, now, if Enochinami, if there was a certain tkufa, a certain time period in which no one could come in, that would be the elevator. But that's not the case of Pesach Pasul Shasram. So you read the introductory letter of Rav Shlomo Zalman, and it's a little bit of a problem. I mean, if Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to base himself on the last part of his letter, you know, that this pachas be shir yichud, okay, so that's something else, that you're assuming that yichud requires a shir. And again, basically, to summarize the discussion about an elevator, I think it all boils down to this issue that we've been discussing all the time. What about an adopted child? A mother with an adopted son, a father with an adopted daughter. So the Otzer HaPoskim and the Dvar HaLacha, they don't hear it. It's all awesome. I found the tshuva of the Tzitz Eliezer. You'll turn to your page 7 for a moment. And he, again, I keep telling you this from both sides, to come up with a new smart, to be Mater and Issa Doraisa, it makes my hair stand. I can't believe it. He writes first in the second paragraph of page 7, he says, Pashu, Hadoi ain't called Mokum Lahati, Yichud, blah, 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 blah. And then he writes in the next paragraph, Alachara Iud, Nirla Nias Daitila, Tsia, Kamet Stodi Hete, Shalola Tsrichum, Lifro, Zumi, Zum, Zemi, Zem. I mean, basically, you're locking the door before any Imutz Yeladim, any adoption. He says, based on the Levush in the next paragraph, what does the Levush say? I mean, I read the Levush, I thought it was pretty innocuous. But he sees like Tili Tal Tilim Shal Kidushmi in this Levush. He writes that the reason for the Isur Yichud, well, let's say the reason for the Heter Yichud in the case of a mother and a son and a father and a daughter, Mipnei, this is at the end of the second line in that paragraph, Sheh, Ain darko lovo imo lide hergel aver. And in the other parts of Chubi, he speaks about this with regard to Baila Nida. And basically, what he's saying is, I think, in our terminology, again, I hope the Tzitz Eliezer will be meichel me for converting it to our terminology, it's not a kreva derech taiva. Right? We spoke about this in great length, that all the heterim in Yichud on a deraisa level, with a mother, with a sister, with a Ishton Nida and all this, it's all because it's not called Derech Taiva. And once you have that Pesach, you know, you can go anywhere with that. The post can have that challenge. Go define what Derech Taiva is. Is it craving Derech Taiva? Is it not craving? I don't know how to do that. But the Tzitz Eliezer is doing that. And he's saying that you cannot describe a mother with her adopted son in the same terminology that the Levush calls it here, that Yachol Lovol Imol Lidei Hergil Avir. Keep in mind, Rabosai, that Tzitz Eliezer is only matir if the adoption took place when the child was below the age of Yichud. So you adopted a child, a girl who's less than 3, or a boy less than 9, and you've already given, before the Issur Yichud came into play, you've already given time to engender this kind of close relationship, a fatherly, motherly relationship, and therefore it's not Yovoli Dei Hergel, and you can be Machirit. It's a pretty radical Chiddush. I want to tell you, there's another Jew who went on record to be Machir this. I don't think he's alive anymore. Maybe he is. His name is Rav Chaim David Alevi. He's the chief. He was chief rabbi, Sephardic chief rabbi, Tel Aviv. And he has a book called Asel Chorah. And he writes like this, Misyache Odom im imo vim bito, she'ein ha'yetze tokev. And then he says, Kevet shahorim ha'elu gidlu yiladim, elu mikatnusam, v'hurgu aleim biyoser, ein shum yetze har sholim behem, v'nefchu lebonim mash. I asked Rav Lichtenstein about the Rav, if the Rav had a position on this, and he said that the Rav was inclined to be making. Not that he was matir, but he was inclined to be meikah.
What if they adopted a boy and a girl from different families?
From two different families? You mean about the boy and the girl being alone together?
Right.
You're going to have to use the same logic that both the Tzitz and Eliezer and Rav David Alevi are using, namely that they're growing up with a different kind of relationship. It's the only way you can be mine. And in the Tshuva, the Tzitz Eliezer, he writes, Kedei Shelo Liskar Sadelis Bifneihom Lolim Alolim, these unfortunate people, and who's going to adopt them? If a firm Yid can't adopt them, then what are we saying? Or are we saying that the door has to be always open? Well, I mean, that's a theoretical possibility, but it's not real. Yeah, the Bible deal is not going to help you for him, really. I mean, again, there's some posts from Sayyisht over here, but... Yeah, and what if he goes away? I mean, what man doesn't go away for long periods of time? Today's society. You know who the super-duper machner on this was? Did I tell you this? It was Lubavitch Rebbe. Lubavitch Rebbe writes a letter, which is published in the Otsar Poskim, and he shries Gevald. He doesn't understand how people adopt children. You know, he was childless, he never adopted anyone. And the reason I think is because of that letter that he wrote. Now, I asked Rav Nochem Rabinovich, I don't know if anyone here heard of him. He's the Rashiva Birkat Moshe, which is in Malei Adumim. It's a Hezder issue. And I asked him his opinion about this question. So he almost snapped at me. He said, where did you ever find that this is a Yichud in adoption? He says, the Gemara says, Kol HaMagadol Yosem B'tok Beiso, is my love HaKos Ki Liyoldo. And you remember we once, this I didn't discuss with him, but we once saw the Tshuva of the Rashal, the Chof Shalom, at the beginning of Ebn Ezra, that maybe you can even carry a mitzvah period for India. Okay, a mitzvah period for India, a quasi period for India. He says, what? Call him a gal, yosem, topeso. Adoption, he said, is not a new phenomenon. Chazal knew about adoption. So what, they kept the doors open? Again, you know, I'll let everyone here, you know, judge for themselves, but... As I said, you know, the pashtus in the poskim is that it's awesome. And the Otsar Poskim in Dvar Halacha, and I told you, he's my Bible on Yichud, they don't see any tzad lahati at all.
They be matching the Gia also? If you're going to be matching the Yichud, they be matching the Gia as well?
Yeah, I think so. Chibuk and Nishuk and the whole Nayan. I mean, we're both saying this is a pretty serious issue we're touching on. All right. Next, let's just see if we can say a few words. This is my own shtickel Torah here, so take it with a grain of salt. I want to know the following. I have chills when I raise this question with Talmid HaKomi, but is it possible that the heter of Pesach Pasuk Rishus HaRav, or even Rishus HaRav in Manush, might not always apply? I'm glad you're looking at me strangely, Yoshua, because it is a very strange thing what I want to present to you. I'm going to speak a little bit to Derek Remiza here, and if you want to talk about it a little bit more in detail, we'll talk about it after the Shiur. But I believe that Bizman Azeh, we have a reality that maybe never existed before, of a Rishus HaRabim, which is completely parutz as far as Arias is concerned. In other words, it could be a place that's accessible for everyone. It's not closed off. But it's miyuchad lepritzos. That's exactly what they do in that place. And I would say the following. The Gemara tells us that Pesach Pasuch L'Shus HaRab Ein Choshen Mishum Yichud. So this is L'Shus HaRab Mamish. But Rashi tells me that Baila Be'ir is Asur, the way Tosfos interprets Rashi, despite the fact that there's no Chashash Bina. So I want to know the following. What would Rashi say on the flip side? If Rashi is saying that the only element I have in the case of Baila Be'ir is a Maisa Yichud, but that's enough to engender an Isa Yichud, could Rashi possibly flip it around and accept the possibility that if I have a chashash bia, even without a maaseh yichud, it might be awesome. And I base myself on the following Rashi. Rashi says the following. This is Rashi in Kiddusha Daf Pei Aleph Omer Aleph. Omer Rav Kahana. Anoshim bifnim v'noshim bibachutz. You have a case, Rav Osai? There are two rooms. The women are in the outer room, and the men are in the inner room. Choshashim mishum yichud. And on this, you have a tremendous plukta between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says, "Anoshim b'flim v'noshim b'chutz, choshishin shem yetzei echad mehem v'yisyachinim anoshim." everybody asks the following question. You're telling me that one of the men are going to go into the place where the women are. But so what? Rashi himself is mocked in one man with three women. So on this we have a tremendous machlokas. According to the Bach, we're talking about a case. Just one second. I wanted to mention before the Bach. Oh, I'm sorry. We'll start with the second one. According to the Taz, Rashi is talking about a case, Noshim Mibachutz, there are only two women in the outside. Therefore, if he's Poresh, it'll be one man with two women. And that's us. Again, why is it Xero? I don't know. Maybe it's one house. You have to rack your brains on this topic. The Bach, now we get to the Shver, the Bach disagrees. The Bach says that Rashi was Sosem, and the Gemara was Sosem, Noshim Mibachutz. He writes, there are a whole bunch of women in that outer chamber. Elanira de Svirle, he's explaining Rashi, de loch haishina mishum yichud elk shehein bebeis batin. Avul bebayis echad ikal lebeichas shema yifrosh ish echad. Listen carefully. Vikonis behachbe, yiloshon chavuy, in other words, nobody sees him. Lebein hanoshim, so he snuck in. Kedei lekalke lemachas mehen. Vishara Noshim lo yargishu bo kishi ikonis. Yeah, it's a little difficult to construct it and see it. I don't know, you know, how the other women don't hear it, and there's a side room. But Lamai said that's how the Bach is willing to interpret Rashi. So the Harbo said what we're saying here is that there's no Maisi Yichud, but there's a Chashash Bia. Correct? The way the Bach constructs Rashi. If you want to go to Taz, it's a whole different story. But if we go to Bach's chat, because Mistama Nokat, even Noshim Harbe, and he might go in there and, you know, he knows where the women are and he pinpoints one woman, and the whole love story here that he constructs, is that it's enough to Taz Yichud. But where's the Maisi Yichud?
Unless he takes one to like a room, like the Rebbe said.
I don't know. But it sounds like he's in that same room, but he's finding a way in which the other women won't be margish what's going on over here. So what I'm suggesting in Rashi is that maybe there are two conditions, either of which is sufficient to create yichud. It's either A or B. Either a maisi yichud without a chashash bia, or a chashash bia without a maisi yichud. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam has a whole nother take on Rav Kahana. The Rambam writes, Yisuri Biyach HaBeis Ches, he writes, okay, it's a long Rambam, we don't have time for it, but he says, Pirsha Isha Achas Lebein HaNoshim, O Ish Echa Lebein HaNoshim. So the Rambam, again, you have to understand how he fits into the Gemara, the Lashon of Rav Kahana, but the Rambam is asking if once there was a Maisa Prisha. So at least we know that the man is together with the women, and the Rambam doesn't have the Heter of Gimel Noshim. So I would suggest that according to the Rambam, who holds that Baila, like Tosus, that Baila Be'ir is Mutu L'chadchila, you need a Maisa Yichud plus a Chashash Bia. And therefore, Baila Be'ir, according to the Rambam, is Mutter. And the Rambam would say Chashash Bia in Rashi's scenario of Shema Yifrosh Echad Lebein HaNoshim, Shema Yifrosh, and then it'll go on the side, is the Rambam holds that's not Yichud. So there's no Maisa Yichud. Maybe there's a chashash bia, and the Rambam would agree to Rashi that there is such a chashash, but there's no maisi yichud. So the Rambam, al kol panim, requires two conditions to be fulfilled to engender an isa yichud. He's got to have a maisi yichud, and he's got to have a chashash bia. In the case of Baal Be'ir, he has a maisi yichud, but no chashash bia. In the case of Shema Yifrosh, etc., with the Bach's whole construct, you might have a chashash bia, but you don't have a maisi yichud. Rashi, on the other hand, the way the Bach interprets Rashi, and the way Tosfos interprets Rashi and Baal Be'ir, would hold up one of the two is sufficient to engender yichud. Either a maisa yichud or a chashash bia. Is Vemelo, I would suggest the following, that if today we have a Mokum Pritzus, which is a Rishus Rab Mamish, then I would say according to Rashi, it might be awesome. Poshni can't go into such a place. Because in such a place, immoral conduct is the name of the game. It's absolutely acceptable. It's Pritzus. But according, that's only because Rashi could accept a chashash bia as to engender an iser itself. But in the case of the Rambam, who requires as a precondition a maisa yichud, Pesach, Rosh Hashanah is mufka from a maisa yichud to be mutter. I'm not coming to Paskin over here, but I'm just saying that, you know, we might have to reevaluate a lot of what goes on in the analysis. The last thing I wanted to point out to you is that, and it's not my thing, it's just the Amshel Shlomo points out, that there's nowhere in the Poskim that there's chinuch that a father should be mechanic his child for the Isur Yichud. In other words, whatever the sheer Yichud is, let's say in the case of a boy, it's 9 years old. We didn't find, says the Amshel Shlomo, that the boy at 7 or 8, the father has to really teach him to avoid Yichud. So then he comes to the conclusion that maybe it's not there because we rely on the general rule. But I found the Tshuva Rav Moshe asks a similar kasha about Avelus. Rachman Litzlan, if somebody lost a close one of the 7 relatives, we don't find chinuch for Avelus. You know, the Avelim are those who are bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah. But we don't find that you should be mechadich a child to sit shiva. It's a chinuch for Rav Moshe. I would say the same thing could apply here, because what's Rav Moshe saying? Rav Moshe saying is that Avelus is an experience or an emotion. You have to have a certain level of maturity for that. When the mitzvah by its very essence requires a certain maturity emotionally in order to experience that mitzvah, then there's no chinuch. So maybe we could apply the same thing here. If a boy or a girl has no chashash of low alvasha yitzre, you know, so to say that it all depends on what yichud is. If yichud is a maisa kreva, then there should be chinuch for yichud. If yichud is based on shema yavol yidechet and is chash bia, I don't know if since the holy se yichud is engendered by that taiva, if we have a chiyuv chinuch to be mechanic to children, you know, towards a mitzvah that's not shaykh to them. Every mitzvah is shaykh to a kohen. He can shake a lulav, right? He can put up a mezuzah, but maybe he's too young and the Torah patted him, or Allah Moshe Mishinai, and he's a kohen, whatever it is. But the mitzvah itself is applicable to him. If you have a kohen who's mufka from the kishkas of the mitzvah, like a velus according to a bunch, then there's no chino. Maybe we could say the same thing about you. Okay, Rabbi Osai, we'll stop here.
Yeah.